Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Chumasaf Ayin Dalet, and we are starting at the top of the Amud with a brand new halacha, halacha Gimel, and Avil Tzur Sadaf. It's right at the beginning of Membeis Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Maris Miriam Sarabas, Rabbi Yaakov Maisha, her Nishama should have an aliyah. And the Mishnah tells us, Yayin Trumash and Izgala, wine of Truma that was left open, was revealed, Yishafech, it has to be spilled out, V'ainzar Chalem Shachulin, and we don't even have to say that we spill out this wine if it's Chulin. And this is because we're afraid that a snake came to drink from it and left its poison inside, so it's dangerous to drink from this wine. And that's why the Mishnah says that even with truma that we usually have to be very careful with, we're going to spill it out. So for sure, chulin that we don't have to be careful with, we're going to have to spill it out because it's dangerous. There are three different liquids that are usher because of giloi, because they're left open and revealed. Hamayim, v'hayayin, v'chalav, water, wine, and milk. Ushar kol mashkin mutarn, but all other liquids are okay. So if you leave out some OJ or apple juice, there's no problem. You don't have to be afraid that a snake drank from it. Another question, kami yishu v'yu asurim, how long do they have to be left open for that they're usher? The answer is, k'dei she'yabei arachash makom karav yishta, the amount of time it would take for the slithering thing, that's what the rachash is, and that's obviously referring to a snake, the amount of time it would take to come from a close by place and drink from it. Now, shear maim hamagulim, what's the shear of maim hamagulim that if we have this much water, it would be permitted to drink it? Kadesha tavid ben amara. That's if there's so much water in here that the mara, the poison or the venom of the snake, is going to get lost in it, then it will be bottle, so you're allowed to drink the water. However, Rabbi Yossi says, bekalim kol shehein. If we're talking about water in a kli, it doesn't make a difference how much is there. You could have a gigantic barrel full of water. Since it's in a kli, the poison is never going to be bottle in it. However, with bekarkais, when we're talking about a pool of water that's in the ground, arbaim saw. If we have 40 saw of water, so then we say that the snake poison is bottle inside, and you could drink this water. Something similar having to do with snakes. If we find a hole in figs, grapes, gourd, melon, a different type of gourd, a different type of melon, afilu hein kikar, even if they're huge, or some gear size have kaved, even if they're very heavy, echad gadol v'echad katan, whether it's big or small, echad talish v'echad mechubar, whether it's detached from the ground or still attached to the ground, kol sheyesh b'leicha aser, as long as this thing itself that we're talking about is moist, so it's aser to eat, because we have to be afraid that a snake took a bite from it, and since it's moist, the poison spread throughout this entire thing, and it's dangerous to eat it, so these things are aser. And furthermore, in shichas hanachash, an animal that was bitten by a snake that was subsequently shechted, asura, it's aser to eat, mivnei sakaras nefashos, because of sakaras nefashos, we have to be afraid that the snake poison spread throughout, and this can be very harmful for a person. And lastly, the Mishnah says, hamishamer shel yayin, a filter for wine, meaning if wine was left open and he decided to filter it through a cheesecloth or something like that, asur mishum giloi, it's still asur because of giloi, because right now we're understanding that the poison is going to go through the filter, whereas Rav Nechemya mate, Rav Nechemya allows. And nothing more says, Rav Yaakov bar Acha tells us the name of Rav Shimon Barva, who says, b'shem Rav Chanina, skip the following six words, yayin shen izgala yishafech v'afilu shel truma, they're not part of the girsa. So the member says as follows, tavshel shel bishlei b'mayim megulin, if we have a dish that was cooked in mayim megulim, afilu shel truma, even if this dish is truma, yishafech, it has to be poured out and totally destroyed, and you don't even have to say if this dish is chulin, the whole thing has to be poured out and destroyed. That's because we're afraid of the snake poison here. And our Rabbi Yossi says, Masisa Amar Kain, our Mishnah tells us this. What did our Mishnah tell us? Yayin shel truma shenizgala yishafech. Truma wine that was left open and revealed, it has to be poured out. V'ainzar chlamer shel chulin, and we don't even have to say if it's chulin. And so this memra is like our Mishnah. We continue with this. Chavraya, the colleagues, say b'shem Rabbi Yechanon, yayin shenizgala aser l'shaysay. If a person has wine that's giloi, it was left in the open, so it's aser for him to keep it. That's because we're afraid he might drink it. However, v'mshihay v'hichmetz me'elav, if it ended up laying around and it became vinegar on its own, mutter, that's a proper gear, so he's allowed to keep it. That's because if a snake really drank from it, it never would become vinegar. So l'chatchila, you gotta dump it out right away because we don't want this wine laying around. We're afraid someone's gonna drink it. However, if he forgets to dump it out or something happens and whatever it is, it ended up turning into chaymetz, into vinegar by itself, so he's allowed to drink it because there's no snake poison here. And something similar to ain't of anavim shenikru, figs and grapes that have this hole in them, so again, we have to be chayshish that a snake bit them. Asr l'ashayson, he's not allowed to keep them around and he has to get rid of them right away. However, if he did keep them around and they ended up shriveling up and drying on their own, mutar, so he's allowed to eat them. That's because if a snake really bit them and there was snake poison in here, they never would shrivel up and dry up. It must be that a snake didn't end up biting them. And I don't know, based on top, we have a story about this. Bartet Rav Chiya Ruba, that's a proper girsa, the daughter of Rav Chiya Rabba, Havim Menachar B'Tainaya, she would make holes in the figs, begin to lo yechon chavraya, so that the chamim in the Beis Medrash wouldn't eat them because they would think that a snake made a hole in them. And her father Rav Chiya would eat from them. In other words, she wanted to make sure that there were figs left for her father, so she would make holes in them so the Chamim Beis Medrash wouldn't eat them, but her father ate them. Ask the Gemara, bless Aser, isn't it Aser? Isn't Rav Chiya also not allowed to eat figs that have holes in them because of the chashash that maybe a snake did this? So the Gemara answers, no, l'dayte hava ovda. This was done with his knowledge. He knew that his daughter was doing this, so that's why he was eating them. However, the Gemara asks, afilu kain loy Aser, even so, shouldn't it be Aser for him to eat them? Because loy kain tani wasn't a taught in a braisa, rod siper nekeres b'te'ena, person saw a bird making a hole in a fig, va'achmer menak b'av avatiach, or a mouse making a hole in a melon, usher, it's still usher to eat them, because ani aimer, I say, makam haneker achlu, that they're just eating from the place that a snake already had made a hole. And even though it looks like the bird's making a hole, really that hole was already made by a snake, and he's just putting his beak into that hole because it's just easier to eat from it. And the same thing with the mouse. So Rechiya Rabba should be chayshesh that maybe a snake ate from the place that his daughter made a hole in. So the answer is no, menachal hayin havas, she was actually washing these figs to make sure that nothing happened to them, so there was no chashash whatsoever that a snake actually took a bite of them. And again, the only reason why she was making these holes is so that her father would have some figs for lunch. And the Gemara of Yitzchak Bar Nachman says b'shem Rabbi Shuvan Levi, hachad v'hamar v'hamasak ein b'mishem giloy, if it's spicy, bitter, or sweet, there's no issue of giloy because snakes aren't going to drink from it. Now Rav Siman says b'shem Rabbi Shuvan Levi, hachad v'hamar v'hamasak ein b'hem loy mishem giloy v'loy mishem yayin nesach, if it's wine that's spicy, bitter, or sweet, so there's no issues of giloy, and there's no issues of yayin nesach either. If a guy came into contact with it, it doesn't become usher because of yayin nesach, because it's not something that they're going to use for their avodah zara. Now Rav Siman Mefarish, Rav Siman explains, hachad, what does that mean that it's spicy? Konditon, this is spicy wine that has pepper in it. V'hamar, what does that mean that it's bitter? Pistinon, this is a type of bitter wine. And v'hamasak, what's sweet wine? Cham ravashlo, that's if it's cooked. As we call it mavushal nowadays, mavushal wine is considered sweet and snakes don't like it. They have very expensive taste and they only want non-mavushal wine. And now we have a story about this. Rav Shubar Zedel havalei cham ravashlo shenesiachet b'rishus ha'goy. Rav Shubar Zedel had cooked wine that was nesiachet in the rishus of a goy, which means that a guy had access to it. And shalom Rabbi Yani Rabbi Shmuel, he asked Rabbi Yani Rabbi Shmuel, is there an issue with my wine? So Amrullah, he told him, this is what Rish Lakish said, sweet wine, which is mevushal wine, doesn't have any issues of giloy or yayin esach. Now, a follow-up of this story, Rabbi Yana Rabbi Shmuel Ivesh. Rabbi Yana Rabbi Shmuel got sick. So, Sokol Gabei, Rabbi Ze'erev, Rabbi Shayev, Rabbon Bar Kahanov, Rabbi Hananya, Chavrahin de Rabbanin, Mevakrase. All these Rabbanin from the base Medrash went up to visit him, and Chomel Rabbi Shua Bar Zedel Yosef. They found that Rabbi Shua Bar Zedel was sitting by him. So, Armin, they told themselves, Hamar Shmuasa, Bahamar Uvda. Here we have the master of the teaching and the master of the story. Asim Shalonlay, let's go and ask them. In other words, they had heard that there was some sort of story that happened to Rabbi Shua Bar Zedel, and that he had asked Rabbi Yani Rabbi Shmuel what the halacha is, and they realized that they have these two chachamim sitting right in front of them, so they could ask them if this was really the story. And that's what they did. And Amar Loin Rabbi Yani Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yani Rabbi Shmuel told them, Kein Amar Rabbi Shem Ben Lakish, this is what Rish Lakish said, Masag Ein Bay Loim Shem Giloy Vloim Shem Yayin Nesach, sweet wine, which is Mavushal wine, does not have an issue of Giloy or Yayin Nesach. And it's taka true what you heard. However, Amar Loin Rabbi Zaira asked him, Did Dilma Ma Ilain Rabbi Shem Ben Lakish to Hachin Hachin? Maybe this is one of the things that Rish Lakish was wishy-washy about. Hachin Hachin is like so-so, meaning he wasn't clear about. Meaning maybe these are one of the things that we know that Rabbi Shmuel was unclear about in this Medrash. How can you say this with certainty? So Amrullah, he told him, Loi, lo'ovda, v'samchun aloi, this is something that's real and you can rely on it. Rish Lakish said this with 100% certainty that there's no issues of Giloy or Yayin Nesach in this case. Now Kanachton, when they left, Kam Rav Ila im Rabbon Bar Kahana, Rav Ila met Rabbon Bar Kahana. Amrullah, he told him, Ilulu da'atun rachman shmuasa, if not for the fact that you loved shmaitzes, that you loved memras that came from Amirayim, I would tell you that v'lem asnisahi, is this actually a b'raisa? Netani Rav Chiya, because we have a b'raisa b'feresh from Rav Chiya, yayin mevoshel shel gayim. Lama aser? Why is cooked wine from gayim aser? Mibnei shayim mitchila aser yayin. That's because originally, before it was cooked, it was wine by the gayim. However, if it was by a yid first, and mevoshel by him, and then it went to the guy, it's permitted. And for the morchem shel gayim, lama aser? Why is vinegar that comes from a guy aser? Shayim mitchila aser yayin. Because originally it was wine, and it was wine by the guy. However, if it was wine by the yid, and it became chaymetz by the yid, and then went to the guy, so it's permitted. And so we have a clear b'raisa, just like this memory of Rish Lakish. And Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Masnisa Amar Kain. There's actually a Mishnah that tells us this. The Mishnah says, Ayayin v'achayim shal gayim, shayim et chilasa yayin, cooked wine and vinegar of gayim that was originally wine by them is aser. But if it wasn't originally wine by them, it was wine by the yid, and the yid was mevashalit, he cooked it, and then it went to the guy, so then there's no aser. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.